We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We'll be cooler today and plain cold tomorrow. High today in the 50s with more clouds. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff has your full forecast now on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is February 25th, Fat Tuesday. Breaking news on an Amber Alert that was issued out of Mesquite. An 8-month-old baby has been found safe. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Mesquite police say nobody had seen 8-month-old Nyla Crockett or her mother since Friday night. They were on Galloway Avenue about 11:15 Friday night, just north of I-30. Texas Department of Public Safety issued an Amber Alert last night, saying Nyla Crockett could be in danger. They listed 30-year-old Chenario Crockett, the mom, as the suspect, but family members, they started posting on Facebook saying they thought she was in danger, too. Chenario Crockett's brother wrote, "Please, I need answers," writing tips he had been hearing from police. This morning, though, Mesquite police just told us that both the mom and the girl have been found safe. They say they are both at Mesquite Police Department now. We're waiting on more information from Mesquite Police about what may have happened here. They say they're working through the process to cancel that statewide Amber Alert now. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Dallas County jury is expected to hear another taped interview with a Pleasant Grove man who's on trial for the kidnapping and murder of a Lancaster teenager. Desmond Jones is the man who led police to the house where the bodies of 13-year-old Siobhan Randall and a gang member were found. FBI agent Michael Mahon interviewed Jones several times, turning him loose after the first two interviews. Mahon says the FBI knew Jones could face retaliation, so they gave him a special phone if he suspected he was about to be attacked.
So we knew that at some point Desmond was going to get out, and when we wanted, because he was a critical witness to this case, I wanted to be able to get in touch with him, and I wanted to ensure, because he said that, you know, these guys were wanting to kill him, he was scared to snitch, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I could get in contact with him and make sure he was safe.
A third interview will be played sometime today when testimony continues. In Irving, police thought it was an attempted burglary this morning when they got the call about a car crashing into the jewelry exchange store at Airport Freeway and Britton Road. Turns out it was just a car accident. The driver crashed into the front of the store around 1:30 this morning, breaking through the front door. The driver stayed on scene until police arrived. No one was hurt. There is no word yet on what led to that crash. A Louisville canine officer is credited with one of the biggest drug busts in the department's history.
It was Sunday afternoon that Louisville police officer Pat Roby and his canine partner Stryker received a call to help another agency with an anonymous tip about a suspicious tractor trailer located near a major highway. Stryker conducted a free air sniff of the tractor trailer and quickly alerted the officers to the presence of narcotics. When they got the trailer to a safe location, they found nearly 600 pounds of methamphetamine in a hidden compartment. On the street, the drugs would be worth around $1.2 million. It's the largest drug bust in the career of K-9 Stryker. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Leaning Tower of Dallas, still leaning and still standing this morning.
I'm still standing better than I ever did.
The final demolition.
demolition of the Affiliated Computer Services building, playfully dubbed the Leaning Tower of Dallas, started yesterday in Uptown. Work crews spent the morning chipping away at the building with a wrecking ball as a crowd of onlookers gathered below to watch.
It's so fun to watch, but not as exciting with this little ball. Very disappointing.
It was almost like a love tap with a small ball.
The demolition company says the wrecking ball is the appropriate size for the crane they're using and weighs around 5,600 pounds. The demolition will continue this morning, and the company says it should take 3 to 4 days to complete. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The owners of a Dallas home are still reeling after an unthinkable mistake resulted in their home being destroyed.
I can't tell you the emotional wreck that this has caused.
That's Rob Hagestad. He and Jeremy Weniger bought the home off Richard Avenue in the Vickery Place neighborhood last year after the owner and longtime friend Marianne Degatere passed away of an illness. They were in the process of renovating it, something they had promised Marianne they would do. When Rob, who lives in California, started getting texts from other homeowners in the neighborhood on Wednesday.
And one of them sends me a picture of the bulldozer driving through the property. My stomach hits the floor and I can't believe my eyes.
A bulldozer demolishing the house. And in 20 minutes, it was matchsticks.
Jeremy's in shock. I'm in shock. The neighbors are in shock.
The bulldozer was meant for a home with a similar address two blocks away. The Irving company responsible for the job, JR's Demolition, has accepted full responsibility. Rob says they hold no ill will, but it's still been very emotional.
We've actually, both of us have shed tears over this.
Now they wait for a resolution. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
At least one person was arrested yesterday at West Mesquite High School after police found a gun in a student's vehicle. School district leaders say one student reported seeing another with a firearm in the parking lot. NBC5 reports the tip was received through the district's anonymous reporting app. The school district did not say exactly how many students were involved. A North Texas high school student is back at school today after being suspended for something she insists she did not do. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains.
A junior at Eaton High School in the Northwest District, Carolyn Rhodes, was suspended from school and the drill team when a small amount of marijuana was found in her car at school. She and her parents tried to explain, but she feels she's being stereotyped by administrators.
My word's not super trustworthy. I'm just a high school kid. Like, kids lie about it all the time. So, like, I understand everything that's going on.
Caroline's parents tell NBC5 it was a used car bought only recently for her to drive. They insist the half joint found under the seat was clearly there when they bought it. To bolster their account, Caroline passed a drug test the very next day, but administrators said it makes no difference. They have a no-tolerance policy, and they are enforcing it. However, a judge has issued a temporary order forcing the district to allow Caroline to return to school and the drill team. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today in Garland, people are invited to welcome a three-quarters scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. The wall that heals is a traveling model of the wall in Washington, D.C. that has the names of more than 58,000 Americans who were killed during the war in Vietnam. The wall will arrive at Firewheel Center in Garland around 1 this afternoon. It will be taken down Centerville Road to be installed at Audubon Park. Once assembled, which will be around midnight Thursday, the wall will be on display around the clock through Sunday. Sports: the Mavericks beat Minnesota 139-123. The Stars play at Carolina tonight at 6. And News Radio 1080 will carry tonight's Democratic presidential debate from Charleston, South Carolina. Our coverage starts at 6:50. The debate begins at 7 on KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.